Parshas Behar, Beis Filo, Tov Shin Ein Dalet. Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Behar Sinai Limor. Very first pasuk. And the famous Rashi is Ma Inyan Shmita Etzer Har Sinai. What's special about Mitzvah Shmita, which we're about to start, to Har Sinai? Halakola mitzvahs nemru mi Sinai. Answers Rashi says that since other mitzvahs were chazed, repeated, and therefore repeated in Arvos Moav, in Mishnah Torah, I would think that certain details maybe came from there. Says the Kamash Maron, the same way that Shmita is not repeated anywhere else, therefore all that has been is to be said. All comes from Sinai. Likewise, all mitzvahs came from Sinai with all their details, so just repeated in Arvos Moav in Sefer Dvarim. This is the famous Chazal, Ma'inyan Shmita Etzer Har Sinai. Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Drash Moshe explains the connection. Why indeed was Shmita singled out to symbolize the Har Sinai? What is the significance of Har Sinai? Says Rav Moshe, there's a big difference between mitzvahs that were kept before Har Sinai to after Har Sinai. The mitzvahs that were done before were done because they made sense, because the reason, the logic behind them makes us want to do the mitzvah. But after Har Sinai, it's kasher tziva Hashem. We're like a soldier. A soldier receives an order, he must do it. There's indeed reasons behind it. Not done for no reason. But it doesn't matter. The point is, we do as Hashem said. That is why all the Talmidim of Shem Be'ever, Shem Be'ever had the yeshiva. We have the Nefesh Osu B'choron, which Avraham Avinu did. What happened to them? Where did they go? Where are they? They disappeared. Why? Says Rav Moshe. The reason is because what they were doing, because it was logical, it made sense to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it made sense to do the mitzvahs. Okay, so once it comes to logic, you know what? It's very dangerous. You know, the person's on the diet, he's been warned about the diet, it's very important. The doctors have told him, you've got to cut back. But when he has that ice cream cake in front of him, what happens? All of a sudden, the logic gets a bit. V'chule. In the end, he has it all. Because when it comes to leaping to our logic, so the Yetzer Hara can come, Taiva can come and twist that. That's why there's nothing left from them. Because logic could change. You might want to think different. Therefore, it's after Har Sinai, where we do Kashrut Tziva Hashem, things come fixed, and therefore things stay. And that's the significance of Har Sinai. What's it going to do with Shmita? Because Shmita is an illogical mitzvah. It is illogical. It doesn't make sense, Shmita, that a whole country just refrain from being involved with their finances, you know, with their kalkala. It's impossible, right? You speak to anyone, any financial advisor, that's impossible. Shabbos, no. Shabbos once a week, you don't work, no. That could be accepted, a day of rest. But for a whole year, the whole country will refrain from, they lived off the agriculture. It's illogical. The only reason why you do Shmita is for one reason, Kasher Tziva Hashem, because Hashem said so. That's the only reason. Therefore, it's in this mitzvah, Hashem chose to teach that this Har Sinai, likewise, this Shmita is given by Har Sinai, likewise, all mitzvahs all have this aspect of Har Sinai. Of course, there are reasons for the mitzvah. The reason why we do the mitzvah is because that's why Hashem said so. The next pasuk, Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, ki savoyu el haoretz asher ani noseim lochem v'shofso haoretz shabos l'Hashem. We come to the land, the lands must rest Shabbos Lashem. What does that mean, Shabbos Lashem? Says Rashi, L'shem Hashem. K'shem Shenemar, Shabbos Bereshis. You have Shabbos Bereshis, it says over there, Yoyim Hashvi, Shabbos Lashem. Here as well, it's a Shabbos Lashem. Ask the Ramban. Ramban asked Rashi, what's special about Shemitah Shabbos Lashem? All the Mo'adim also says Lashem. What's special about Shemitah? So everything has to be Lashem Hashem. But it doesn't say Hashem regarding the Mo'adim. It's also done Lashem Hashem. So Rabbi Rucham, in the Sefer Das Torah, brings the Ravid. The Ravid, in his introduction to the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, says the Ravid, the reason, why do we get so many mitzvahs? What's the purpose of having so many mitzvahs? He says one purpose. A person thinks he is in control. Right? He thinks he's the master of the universe. Therefore, you have mitzvahs. They say, you're not in control. You have someone on top of you. To train himself to realize that there's someone else who's giving him orders. That's why you have so many mitzvahs. Therefore, and that's the same thing with the Shemitah. We think we're under control. And we think we control everything. He says, no, stop. You leave the land for a whole year. And likewise with Shabbos. We think we are active, we work, and we bring results. Come Shabbos, we have a specialty, we stop. And Shabbos stop. So if it's not a matter of lishmo. And Ramban understood in Rashi, it's a lishmo. We always need lishmo. It's not a matter of lishmo, it's a matter of realizing it's Lashem. That I'm living a life, I don't control my life. I'm obedient to Hashem. And that's what's special about Shemitah, where we stop our work in the land, and likewise Shabbos. Also we stop to show how we accepting the yoke of Hashem, that Hashem controls the world. Later on, the Pasuk of Gimel, about selling the land comes back. The land cannot be sold forever. Because the land belongs to Hashem. We see this idea that when you sell land, it comes back, right? After Shnasa Yovel, it will come back. There's a logic to this. Says Reb Ruchon, there's a logic behind this. Because what do you mean you want to sell land forever? Do you possess land forever? Is it yours forever? A person is only here for limited time. How could you own something forever more than yourself can hold on to it? We can only hold on to our things for up to 120 years, halavai. So there's a logic. You can't sell land forever because you don't really control the land forever to sell it. You can't sell more than what you have. So he brings a famous story about Reb Chaim Volozhin. There was once a din Torah, and Reuven said, this field belongs to me. And Shimon said, no, this field belongs to me. And they're arguing. He came to a din Torah to Reb Chaim Volozhin. He says, I want to go, please show me the land in dispute. They show him the land. Reuven said, this is mine. Shimon said, this is mine. And all of a sudden, Reb Chaim put his ear on the ground. What are you doing? He said, look, I heard what you, Reuven, have to say. I heard what you, Shimon, had to say. Now I want to hear what the ground has to say. I want to hear the field, what it has to say. What did he hear? I heard the ground saying, what are they arguing about? They're both mine. Says the land, Reuven and Shimon are mine. Ah, what does that mean, Pesach?
They'll be the ground.
It means they're coming to me, they belong to me. It's what they're arguing about. We all belong to the ground. We'll get there. Guaranteed. So what are you arguing about? Kilikar Oretz. The world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, so you can't sell the land forever. You don't have it forever. You don't have things for limited time. We're just visiting. We're passing by. We pass through till we pass away. That's life. Like it or you don't. This is the concept. It's been taught to us by the Torah. You sell land, you can only sell it for a limited time. Because you are limited. Recognize that. And therefore utilize your life. In Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Chof V'chitoy V'chis, there's a kasha. You know, Tosis always has V'chitoy Ma. Here's the Tosis in the Chumash. V'chisoy Mruma Noichal Bashon Ashvis. And if you'll say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Hey, Noi Nizra V'loi Nesav Yisvur Seinu. We're not going to sow, we're not going to gather, so what are we going to eat? V'yesh Loi Mar. Don't say that. The Ashleima answers the Torah. With Sivisi as Birkosi Elohim Bashon Ashishis, for all sources that's what Ashleisha Shon. Answers the Torah. Good Kasha. Here's the answer. You get a bracha that will last you for 3 years. Question is, why is the Torah, every word is precious? Why do you have to write a question and answer? Just write the answer, and then you won't have a question. Again, what was the child? Question is, how can you might say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? We're not going to plant. The answer is, you get a bracha in the sixth year. So all the Torah has to do is write, I'll give you a bracha in the sixth year. Then maybe I have no question. Once you know, if you're being told you get bracha in the sixth year for 3 years, get triple amount. So now you're not going to ask, what will I eat in the seventh year? So the Torah could just cut to the point and tell you there's a bracha, then you have no question. Why does the Torah write a question and an answer? If you just write the answer and you have no question. This is what the Mefarshim ask. So Rabbi Yaakov Naiman in the Darki Musa says, he says, a Musa Dikavar. He says, no. This question, we don't need. It teaches a lesson that we don't need to be told we're going to get a bracha. You don't need to ask the question. You don't need an answer. Meaning, be'emes, we keep mitzvahs, be'mesirus nefesh. Whatever the Torah says, we do. There's a chiddush of a chai behem that you don't have to die to keep a mitzvah. That's the limit. Okay, if sakon is nefosh, you don't have to. You're supposed to fast in a kippah. Difficult. So what? If it's sakon is nefosh, there's a chiddush, you don't have to. Right? Therefore, when the Torah writes to keep shmitah, to keep it. Why do you ask questions? What are we going to eat? Don't eat. Who says you have to eat? If you'll get the pikuach nefesh, then you'll deal with it. Therefore, the Torah says, you know, there happens to be there's going to be a bracha, but it's only if you. I don't need to tell you that information. You have to give shmita because you have to give shmita. Just if you're weak in your bitachon and you ask questions, what am I going to eat? No, I'll tell you there's a bracha. But this is not, it's b'dievet. This question is a question of b'dievet, of people who are weak in their bitachon. But be'etzem, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to volunteer that information to you, it's not relevant. We keep shmita b'mesirus nefesh. What is raya? It means a raya that that Shemitah is not dependent on the bracha. Even if there's no bracha, you still have to keep Shemitah. Brings that Shemitah Drabbanon. There are many Achronim who say that this bracha doesn't apply. You might ask, this year I don't think we got a bracha for 3 years. I don't think it happened to rain yesterday in a wild way, but I don't, during the year, this was a drought, a year of drought. What happened to the bracha? Huh? Bracha? What happened to the bracha? Triple, supposed to get triple produce. Because, well, many Achronim hold that by this bracha is only for Shviz Deraisa. We're in Shviz Derabbanan. Someone told me the Madani Melech of Shem Zalman, that's how he starts off. I haven't seen inside. That he says that there as well. It's poshut that there's no bracha. We don't have bracha for Shemitah Drabon. So there's no bracha. Well, how can we keep Shemitah? There's no bracha. The answer is, Shemitah is not dependent on the bracha. You have to keep Shemitah. You have to keep Shemitah. Bracha is extra. It's ice cream, icing on the cake. It's not totally on the bracha. You have to keep Shemitah. You have to keep Shemitah. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, no, say it. Not Pikuach Nefesh, be Moisei Nefesh. This is the Derech of the Bianca Naiman, right? Musadika Derech. So therefore, this question is only for the weak. They ask the question, how am I going to survive? The Magid Midubna. And later I found Rav Moshe Feinstein. Then I found in the Sforna, they all say the same thing. They have a different resolution. Again, we're asking, why write the question? Just write the answer. The answer is that to have, is it good to get triple the amount? Well, they got. No. Who wants triple? You want triple amount of produce? It's only for the weak people. Who wants triple amount of produce? I mean, you have triple amount of work, triple amount of harvest, triple amount of grinding, and it's all triple. What do you need it for? It's only for those who ask the question. The V'chi Toimu, they're going to get triple. But the people who don't ask the question, what's going to happen? They're not going to get triple. And what's going to happen? They get bracha in what they have. The mu'at, what they have, will suffice. So the Torah is not going to punish everyone and get bracha. Who? Rav Chaim Kanevsky, does he need 3 cars or 4? It's not so, it doesn't need, right? So it's the people who are weak. The chitaimu, no, we'll give you a bracha, you get triple amount, keep you busy. If you don't ask the question, you have the same amount, and he's barach meyov. Or be sufficient. It's mamash has fallen right on the spot. V'chitzaymu kashay supek ze'et lachem v'loy tivduchu she'ya ma'at maspik b'yichusay. It's the people who doubt that what they will have will be sufficient for them. They're the ones who get the brach. Says Moshe on this idea. So therefore, when we think, oh, I have to keep my store open, I can't daven properly, and we do all sorts of things, we kind of come back on our mitzvahs because we need to do things. He says, wrong. You should know, if you do Ratzon Hashem, Hashem will look after you. That the time you have to do all things will be sufficient. That's the message we're learning from him. Because Hashem could give you bracha in the mu'at. You're not gonna lose out. Think, how can I not open my store on Shabbos? I need parasa. No. You should know. The time when you're supposed to open the store, that time will suffice for you. You're not gonna lose out. Because Hashem runs the world. The gzeira of Zeya Sapecha was said when you're not doing a mitzvah. When you're doing a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. Zeya Sapecha, Torah Lecha. Because at the bracha will you receive in what you have. So we have in this week's parasha V'chaya chicho imoch. Perk hofei, pasuk lamed vav. V'chay achicho imoch. Your brother shall live with you. Everyone's probably acquainted with the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia. Tamach Beis Amud Aleph. The two people walking on the way, one of them had, they only had one kito in Shalmai, one flask of water. If they both drink, if they'll share the water, they will both die. If one will drink the flask, he will live, his friend will die. What should be done? Dorash ben Ptura, mutav sheyishtu shneihem v'yamusu. Better they should both share the flask and they should both die. Vayira echad mem b'misasar shel chaveroi. Not to see your friend dying. Better you should both die. Achebor Rabbi Akiva v'limeid v'chei achicha imoch. To live with you. Chayecha koidmim v'chaye chavercha. You come first. Once you're around, once you're guaranteed, then you can help your friend. First of all, you have to look after yourself. This is the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, if you have one flask of water, you keep it for yourself, and you tell your friend goodbye. Write your message, I'll pass it on for you. That's it. Shalom. That's what Rabbi Akiva taught us. And I'd like to explore, does this concept, can we extend it to other cases as well? So the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed says in Perek Chof Rocha Beis, says the Chofetz Chaim, that we have an Oni. Let's start with Sforno. The Sforno spot says V'chei achichei moch. This is talking about giving loans. This spot is referring to give a loan, don't take ribis. Says the Sforno, what does it mean imoch? When you have enough money for yourself, then you can lend to him. If you don't have enough money for yourself, you don't have to lend. Because v'chay chichay moch, chayecho koivin chayei chavercho. So when it comes to your money, you come first. If you don't have enough money to live, that doesn't mean go to Switzerland with the whole family. But living means what you need, what you really need. So you come first, and therefore, you only lend when it's imoch, when you have for yourself. That's the Sforno response. So you come first, your money comes first for yourself. Says Rabbi Chaim in Avos Chesed, what happens if there's an oni coming your way and he's in sakona, he's in danger, and he's in operation, it's in the war, he needs to be ransomed, and it's a sakana. So do we say v'chai echi chaymach? I said, look, I'll give you my stock of money, but you know, I should give everything up? No, chayecha koidmim, right? Says Rabbi Chaim, chayecha koidmim l'chayecha vercha, but not your oyster doesn't come for chayecha vercha. Your oyster doesn't come before chayecha vercha. Therefore, even normally speaking, stock you give a chaymesh, up to chaymesh of your assets, that's for regular stock. But once there's sakana involved, then all that Rabbi Akiva taught us was chayecha koivin chayecha vercha. Your life, if your life is in danger, you don't have to lose your life for someone else's life. But your money, your richness, you do have to lose for someone else's life. Therefore, if someone's in physical danger, you have to spend all your money to save him. There's no heta of chayecha koidmim. Huh? Chofetz Chaim, look it up. In Avos Chesed, Perek Chof, Halacha Beis. Only chayecha koidmim chayecha vercha. But not oishrecha, your richness is not koidmim chayecha vercha. It's not a steer to the Sforno. Sforno is saying, money for myself, money for a friend, so I come first. But when it's talking about sakona, so here there's no head of money for myself. Fine. In Truva's Beit Yehuda, I want to give it. I want to give it. called a disclaimer. Well, everything I'm going to say right now is brought down Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva in Or HaChaim Tov Pei Beis Siv Beis Siv Gadol Beis. Okay, I have to protect myself for this. Tshuva is Beis Yehuda. Or HaChaim Siv Nun Ches. Two people are locked in prison. It's Erev Pesach. They have one kazayis of matzah. Who should get the kazayis? Two people, two Jews in the prison together. It's one kazayis of matzah. What do we do? Divide it up. No one gets anything. That means no one did the mitzvah. You have to have a kazayis. Doctors, what do you say? What should be done? Mordechai, what do you say? Two people in prison, there's one kazayis matzah. Oh, that's a good point. I'm not there yet. I have one kazayis. What should we do? Who should eat it? Maybe no one. Both.
One person should. I don't know who should get it.
So who should get it? Who should get it? Okay. Shubas Beit Yehuda, have a raya. Brings a raya from the Mishnah Yuma. It says it used to be that when who do Truma Sadeshen? There was race that run up. What? Before it used to be that they would have a race. Whoever would run up the Kevesh first would get it. And therefore here as well, says the Beis Yehuda, call Dalim Kvar. Whoever, let's have a wrestling match, and whoever gets it, they're stronger. What happens? They're both equal. They're equally there. So we saw over there, you have a pais. It says that they both run to the kevesh the same speed, they have a pais. So if it's Yehuda, no, that can't be. Pais? No. There, not really their chiyuv. The Kohen wanted to do Truma Sadeshen. Doesn't have to be this Kohen or that Kohen. Anyone could do it. So there we have a pais. The hair pais, forget why. What's your pais? What should be done? Boom! We'll continue. Whoever wins, call Dalim Kvar, whoever wins, should get it. No limit. Ask the Shai Tshuva. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah of Avera. That's what Mordechai says. I can't steal what I'm going to steal your matzah. I'm not yotzi anyway. Mitzvah of Avera. No. If it's owned by both, then they have to flip a coin. Say that. But if it's Hefka, we're discussing when the Kedais is Hefka. Okay, it was donated to them. So it's Hefka. Who should get it? So there, call Dalim Kvar. What's the Raya? Because if even by Chaye Nefesh, Al Iske Gufais, we have the Rabbi Kiva teaches us, Chayecho Kodim Chayecha Vercho. Your life comes first. So Kol Sheken Al Iske Nefashais. This is Ruchnius. So I come first, you come first. So we fight it out. Kol Dalim Kvar. That's how he passes. I gave a disclaimer. I told you. I said everything is in the Shai Tshuva. You look up yourself. And therefore, call Dalim Kvar. Whoever is stronger, it's survival of the fittest. Each one has their look after themselves, and therefore, they'll fight it out until the bitter end. And whoever will win will get the kazai. And so, Kol Sheken, if when it comes to your body, we say, Chayecha Koytmim, so for sure, when it comes to your neck, to the mitzvah, for sure, Chayecha Koytmim. I'm not taking it into account. I need my matzah. Brings the Geresh Shmuel. I never heard of it, but that's what he brings. Igles Shmuel and Rus. That's when Boyaz told the Goyel. Remember, those Yibum need to be done to Rus, and there was a Goyel who had the first right to do Yibum. And Boyaz told him, Bayoim Knoischa Meis Rus Hamoy Avio. He says, you know what? You could get him. But he threw in a catch. Rus hamor avio. Why did he say that word? He was trying to discourage the goyel. It was very controversial at the time. Amoni moyavi lo moyavis wasn't clear. See, Boaz threw in. He said, "You want? Would you like to be yabim Rus hamor avio? Would you like to be yabim ha?" Says Belchura, he was misleading him. After Asu, the whole reason why he said this, that he wanted to persuade, he was trying to persuade the Goyel to back out. After Asu, the Ramo is chaveo lekachas the shaloi. This is mamish oino. He's misleading someone. You're deliberately misleading him. Zeu bedover shaloi. That's for money. Of a mitzvah, the mitzvah is hefker. And every person has regard to himself, and therefore Boaz threw in that catch. He threw it in. It's curveball, threw in. She's a Moyavia. Do you want to marry? Do you want to do even to the Moyavia? You don't, right? So I'll do it. So even though Boaz knew that it's Kadin, but he, and in Mormon you couldn't do such a thing. When it comes to mitzvahs, then the mitzvah doesn't belong to him, mamish, because I mean he says himself, if that kisrei adam, person does shchita, it's his mitzvah. You can't take away from him. But this flag is still hefka, and therefore since I need it, so therefore he did. And so same thing with Yaakov and the b'chora. Also Yaakov, you know, he saw Esav and Yaakov wanted the power of himself, so he persuaded Esav to sell. The same idea, because mitzvah, a person needs it for himself. Ah, you look me up, okay? You look it up. Shin Pei base. There's another Shal Tshuva in Tofresh Nun Chesiv base that they bought an esrog. Very expensive esrog was being bought for a David Kohen Zal. Big rock. And someone else outbid it. About a boss, paid more, and he bought the esrog. So they told him, what's Kvavah Kvavah Torah? This esrog has been designated, planned to be given to Rav David Kohen. And you, about a boss, you stomach guy, and you outbuy it. Perfect. Says no. That's b'mitzvah Hashem ain't chokin Kvavah L'Rav. And Adam Korvitz Atzmoy to do the mitzvah from anyone else. Therefore, you have the ability to buy it. Doesn't matter if it gets it. You have to look after yourself, and therefore, if you can, buy it out. Buy off the esrog. So, anyway, we've seen some wild applications of this idea of Chayecha Koidmim. Right, so we saw doesn't apply. It applies to money, to lend money to someone, chayach koydmim. Doesn't apply to saving someone's life. There's no head of chayach koydmim when it comes to money. We saw that when it comes to mitzvahs, chayach koydmim. Got a chaperayim. And even at the expense of kol dalin kvar, a wrestling match. And you don't take anyone else into account. It's the one esrog, you buy it. Get the rope, because a person needs a mitzvah for himself, and even being not straight, Boaz even misled the goyel, and Yaakov misled Esav to sell the pera. That's what Shai Tshuva brings the Igros Shmuel. Okay, I'm just saying what's said over. I thought that could be pshat. We find the Kohanim that they push each other, or it says in the pais, when they made the pais, you're not allowed to hold out two fingers, can't, because they're concerned you might see where the number is going to arrive at. You might try and change the figure. What's the happening? What, the Kohanim of Russia? But he thought he's out for a mitzvah. So I think out. That's probably what he's thinking. We have to be careful. No, no, no. Can't. Yeah, if anyone has anything to add, please tell me. Zindaraisa, the daughter. Okay, here's a vault which is mom is worth. It's worth millions. It says in the pasuk, in Perikof Hei, pasuk Yudalet, Ki yomuch achicha, b'mochar ma'achuzosei. Where am I? Perikof Hei, pasuk Yudalet. Sorry. Vichisimkur mimka al amisecha, oikana miad amisecha, al toinu ish es achiv. The special prohibition of oino. What does oino mean? So oino as mammon. If you sell something, you cannot sell over, you cannot overprice yourself or underprice. Right? If you're a taxi driver and you see this tourist come off the plane and you see, oh, here's a fat piece of schayra, and he says, can you take me to Beit Shemesh? He says, sure. And then you start going Tel Aviv, Haifa, Be'er Sheva, and around and around and around and around and around until you come to Beit Shemesh, and then you charge him for 3,000 shekel. He's showing him, this is the right. So what have you done? It's oino. Because go from the airport to Beit Shemesh, which costs 170 shekel, right? You have done oino. You've overpriced him, right? That's an issa deraisa of oino. And also vice versa. A person not aware. Like if you trade in antiques and someone has something old and he's not aware what's really worth, and you say, I'll buy off you for 10 shekel. Really, it's worth 3,000 shekel. So you've also, it's like, no, because he's not worth, just you don't understand, not aware of what he has. That's the issa of al toinu ish es achiv. Issa oino. So ask the Chofetz Chaim. We always have a principle of S is bala rabbis. With S is something include something as well. What else are we including? We're aware of S. S Hashem Elokecha Tiro, Rabbis Tamid Chomim. The Torah, we always doubt an S. What is the S coming to include? Altoinu ish S ochiv. Don't do oino to your brother. What's the S? Says the Chofetz Chaim. Who is it coming to include? You. A person should not do oino to himself. Oino to myself? Sure, all the time. We sell ourselves for cheap. You have a charusa. Charusa is waiting. Why aren't you coming? Only another piece of cake. I'll sleep in another half an hour. What are we doing? We're exchanging ruchnius for what? For a piece of cake? So we are doing it not ourselves. So what are we doing? We do this all the time. We sell ourselves cheap. That's all you know. In the Shari Tshuva, when he describes what the Harota, a person has a Harota for a Chet, says the Shari Tshuva in Shari Aleph, I was cruel on myself. Eich ichlafti oilom ba'oilom choylef oilom oimed la'adul oilom. Have I exchanged for a passing world in return for the world of forever, or eternity. That's all you know. So therefore, what's the S coming to include? Not only don't sell your friend for underprice him, but yourself as well, don't underprice yourself. We have so many opportunities. to grow, and we sell ourselves cheap, dirt cheap, for nothing. Gossip in exchange for Torah. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. We can do a chesed to someone. Ah, oh, I want to sit back on my couch. So we're selling ourselves for cheap, dirt cheap. So al toinu ish es ochiv. Don't underprice yourself.
Except in this case,
yeah.
It's the
Batol
Mecca
for Mach
there. Right?
Ah, okay, so, right. Right. Oh, so, over time. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
It's interesting if you're fighting something like that. There's some like catching it. Like in Rosh have a concept of Arvus. So like, yeah, if he does a mitzvah, like it's being done anyway. Like it's not like, you know, it's a little different than.
It's Arvus.
I'm supposed to be concerned that he does it also. I guess it's up to you completely. So.